It's time for another 2022 Year in Review on 103.9 WLEN. For the City of Morenci, here is their administrator, Brad Moran.
This year in Morenci, we have weathered a lot of changes and challenges, but continue to move forward. 2022 saw us make some new hires and fill key roles, raise wages of public safety workers, improve communication from the city to the residents, and make some key improvements. Some challenges that we face this year: longtime superintendent clerk Michael Sessions resigned, city treasurer Megan Thompson resigned, had a storm that destroyed our historic cemetery building and fencing, we had Thanksgiving Day fire, and a water main break on Christmas. Christmas Eve, we had water plant repairs as well. Key changes and highlights for this year: DPW, we hired a new team leader, Timothy Schistler, hired a few new DPW laborers, purchased a new lawnmower and DPW tool truck, added emergency lighting to our DPW trucks. Fire, police, and EMS, we hired new employees for all three departments. We increased our Morenci area EMS special assessment to help out with EMS, increased wages for the fire department EMS and police department workers, made upgrades to the fire department building, updated safety gear for all three of those departments, approved the purchase of a new police department vehicle. Fire department started an ice and grain rescue unit. The police department received a grant for new electronic signs. City events this year, we had a busy year, had a successful Little League season, hosted many car shows. We host our annual Town and Country Festival in June, approved a new social district for events, hosted the first annual Back to School Bash in August, hosted the first annual Fall Fest in October, had a homecoming parade in October, promoted Small Business Saturday in November, and had the annual Christmas parade and meet and greet with Santa in December. City administration changes: Michael Kregel became our interim city superintendent clerk and then became our deputy police chief. We hired Heather Sarnak as our community and economic development director, received a MEDC grant to make improvements to the roads and water sewer lines in Morenci. I was hired as the new city superintendent clerk. Julie Lonis was hired as the new city treasurer, increased technology use within the city. The Astaire District Library added outdoor musical instruments. We made upgrades to Wakefield Park and upgraded our Christmas lights display for the city of Morenci. And then we also applied for a DNR Spark grant for Stevenson Park. All in all, I'm very proud of our little community and look forward to new challenges and changes for 2023.
Morenci City Manager Brad Moran with a 2022 Year in Review on 103.9 WLEN.